Hello, hi, welcome to another Chesapod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonki into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chesapod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chesapod. I am Joy Mpande, and I'm not alone. I'm joined by...
Khumotso Mkhanedi.
Right, so if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular degular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday, so of course we start with some music news. We're celebrating Tyla yet again. She has received 3 nominations at the 2024 VMAs. That is the MTV Video Music Awards, right? I think she's definitely going to take home something this time around. We all know that we've seen her taking home a number of accolades. She's at the peak of her career, and you know, when it comes to music videos, she's definitely been putting in the work. I think her team rather have been putting in a lot of work, and I have a number of favorites when it comes to some of her work. Have you seen some of her music videos, Khumotso?
Water.
Okay, water.
Then the Major League Koyon.
Major League.
Yeah.
What's the song with Major League?
Oh,
the
old
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old one.
I can't recall it. Funny enough, but I'll definitely give her latest video with Gema. Is it Gema?
It's Ghana.
Exactly. My bad. Thank you for that. It's definitely Ghana, where she had the ghost low and the commemorations, or rather the little snippets and clues for Joburgers to really resonate with. And I think she definitely brought it back to South Africa. And we did see her recorded back home, and she definitely stopped some traffic there with doing all of that. So I really hope she brings it back home, basically. Mm. She takes at least one home. I did see that there's some controversy regarding some people not being nominated. But anyway, here back home, we're definitely celebrating Tyla's win because we know she's definitely going to win something. Makati's not even involved. What? These are the VMAs, not the Limpopo whatever must take home. No. No.
Okay.
No shade, but that's what it is. Anyway, moving right along, somebody's making a huge comeback to the musical industry. We've seen quite a number of people come through. Casper, we've seen Elaine making a musical comeback. But Sheba Shit specifically is making a comeback after his tragic accident, which took place on June 8th. If you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, because I know we've been talking about this way too much, he was involved in a car crash that made him, you know, suffer a serious injury, and as well as his partner, and it claimed the life of his 9-year-old daughter, which is quite unfortunate. And he's been trying to make... Or rather, he's been recovering behind the scenes, of course, both mentally as well as physically. But now he's apparently set to be doing a show on September 28th at the Opera Theatre. And this is quite an interesting show. I, you know what? The first time I saw this, I was like, it's not real.
Yeah, you said it's a hoax.
I definitely did not think it was real because it kind of shows... Sheba Shit, like, we've never seen him before. Like, I can't imagine Sheba Shit in an orchestra. Whose idea was that? We don't know. But I'm let's see how. Yeah, but I'm also, okay, for firstly, I know that beyond Gabza De Small, I mean, yes, he is the recent artist who did it. But I am noticing that is what is, I don't want to say the trend of in the music space, not like locally only, but internationally, to just bring your music with an orchestra. Mm-hmm. We all know that Gabza was not the first person to do it. We did see...
AKA
do it even on a bigger scale. But one thing I did not really imagine is seeing Sheba Shit in an orchestra. I don't know what that will sound like, but this is apparently him sharing an experience, kind of explaining his story in the music industry. So we had a chat to Sheba Shit's lawyer, Lot Ramusi. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
He's still going through therapy, through psychologists. psychology sessions and and also physiotherapy. He's still recovering, but he's doing well.
Then our limits go ahead from Yena or
his medical team.
Oh, okay.
And his psychology team.
Yeah. So through this event, King also will he be touching on the tragedy that he has experienced?
I don't want to ruin it for the viewers.
Oh.
For the viewers who are going to be there, rather let anyone who wants to know, they must come there and witness what he is saying.
That's quite exciting that he's making a comeback. I did see that he's also made a social media comeback as well. He went live even yesterday talking to some of his faves. But something that's quite, kind of heart-wrenching in a way is just how he's been talking about how the death of his daughter has affected him and how he still goes to sleep crying and all of that. So it's definitely a different side to Shebashit that we've never really seen. But I really hope, he gets consoled at some point. Of course, healing is such a journey. It does not take 3 months. We never know how long it takes, and it's different for everybody. But I really hope he heals at some point, and, people around him are giving him the support that he needs. I saw he was recently lambasted for like a video of him where he was...
Atorpia.
Yeah, he was drinking and... Well, I mean, he's definitely looking quite fragile. He's kind of skinnier than before. Mm. He's going through a lot, and maybe we should just cut him some slack and just offer him support more than just lambasting him. I don't think this is the Shebashit that we knew from before. Of course, I'm just speaking for him because at this point, he's not trying to pick up my phone. So until then, until he really speaks on these matters, we're going to just go by what we're seeing on social media, and what he's saying is that he's definitely going through a lot, even though he puts up a front, because of course he needs to make a comeback somehow, because he needs to feed his family, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that he doesn't go back to, inkunzi.
Maybe alcohol brings comfort. Especially,
I mean, we all know. I mean, the Bible even says it at some point. I don't know which verse, but it says, if you have some pain or sorrow, like, let him drink or like whatever. It's the easiest way out of a situation, but we all know that it does not fix anything. So we're not condoning that you grab a drink. If you're not okay, go ahead, seek therapy and whatever else that you can get out of that. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Some drama, though, on a lighter note that we saw this week is with Mpumelelo Mseleko's ex-girlfriend getting lotsholwad. Is it lotsholwad? Yes. Her lobola ceremony happened, I think, this past weekend. She posted the stuff on Sunday, revealing that she finally found her perfect match, somebody who really understood her goal in life, which was to actually tie the knot, settle down. And this time it does not seem like it's at his Thembu, or maybe she's just the first wife for now. We don't know. But
it's going to be.
You know what? I don't, whether it's that or not, I think she at least got what she wanted, which was to get somebody to tie her down. Hence her caption was a promise kept. So I'm happy for her. And Musa Mseleku's son Mpumelelo seemingly is also happy for her. We had a chat to him as well, and he was like, no hard feelings. God hears and loves his children. Let's have a listen to what he had to say. Well, that's that on that. What was interesting, though, beyond the congratulatory messages, is the last episode of the reality show Izingane Isithembu. I got to watch it, and how one of Musa's second girlfriend, or now I guess she's the first, Utirello, how she asked Uvuyokazi, which is the lady now who just got married, whether she stayed in the relationship with Mpumelelo, or whether she could have stayed in the relationship if he kept his promise to make her his first wife. And she said yes. So essentially, that's all that she ever wanted. We did see that. I think Mpumelelo is also still quite young to kind of grasp this idea of polygamy and all this responsibility that comes with it. It's not a game, you know, it shouldn't be a laughable matter. But I did find it quite interesting that he was like, when he saw his his girlfriend and his former girlfriend fighting, he was like, I'm used to seeing this. This is also what I saw within my family when my father, because his father obviously has some wives as well. And he's like, this is what I saw. So he's emulating a life that he saw, but he's also not really fully understanding the repercussions of such. So I really hope he also just grows up and tries to just focus on his children and then eventually understand what polygamy really is and why you really want to pursue it beyond TV and trying to be your father. I think that's that on that. Onto some other drama, though. Leroy Sidambe has denied being abusive towards his girlfriend, YouTuber and social media influencer Mihlali Ndamase. Now, this story, we have to start it from the beginning. So these people were in a relationship and it was a whole public noted, you know, relationship. At some point, we did see them attend awards together. We did see them on social media going live together. And then
on a Floyd Mayweather thing last year, on a Floyd Mayweather, I think it was a boxing match or boxing initiative.
All of that. It was quite a public relationship. Then at some point, they're like, no, sihlukene, we've broken things off and we're not together. And that was when this relationship has had so much drama. First, it was the fact that, okay, did Mihlali snatch Leroy from MJ, which was the first
Mary Jane.
Is that what she did? Questionable. Question number one. Okay, that's the first drama that this relationship had. Two is the fact that you're saying that you went on a trip with this man of yours who apparently has all the money in the world as a businessman, but you had to pay for some of these things. You went live and you complained about your relationship with him, and that's what made you break up. Okay, drama number two. You've officially, apparently, according to you, broken things off. Then suddenly,
Nabuyelana.
Somewhere beyond, the, you know, on the down low, you guys are back together.
Then Leroy dismissed.
And now suddenly you guys were in an abusive fight. Now, of course, this was brought to light by Mihlali herself when she took to her Instagram stories to share a picture of some bruises that were on her face. There was a bruise on her lips, on her forehead, and underneath her eye. And she was like, thank you, my angel, Leroy, before deleting the post. Now, first of all, my girlie, you went and posted all of that, knowing exactly what the hell you were doing. Why did you delete it? And why are you shocked that we're trying to reach out to you for comment? What is it exactly that you're trying to do? That's number one, yet again. But anyway, those posts were then obviously triggered Leroy to obviously try and defend himself, to share a statement saying that, Mina, I did not hit anybody. This person thought I was kind of, being promiscuous? What is this? Cheating on her. And she decided to call me 78 times. And when I didn't call, she insisted on coming to my residence and Leroy's son opening up for her. It's just kuninginje. I don't know. But for me, what is very interesting is Leroy saying that Mihlali, this is not the first time that they fought, and somehow the biggest thing that has been on our question from this entire alleged assault has been with Leroy saying that this lady is usually damaging property and assaulting me and everything and everybody around me, especially when she's under the influence of substances that he cannot name. What are your thoughts on this story, Komoto?
Labo badlalanga athi labo just abahlukane once abayethe into bam advise senyona but nje ba toxic ba lit together sahlukana sabuyelana 78 calls miss calls Kor maybe kafuna imali yakhe asazi but nje hayi ngcono bahlukane nje kuphela. Umunye afocus ku YouTube, umunye afocus kuma security. Siyaphambili.
And let that be that.
Yeah, once. One.
Well, I think now that the story is, it's definitely of public interest. They have given us enough for us to want to dig more. And I don't expect for them to go mum beyond here. We were obviously distracted by other news that were breaking. But I think this is something that we need to follow up on. And for them to also not think that they can just give us snippets of this situation and not give us anything more. Yeah, so yeah, relationships are tough. We all know that. We're all still recovering from some. But yeah, toxic relationships, I pansy with them. And with them, yeah, maybe they're better off alone. I don't know.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, I'm tired of talking about them, but we're still going to talk about them. But for now, though, we're moving on to talking about Umsaki, who's saying that she's recovering and healing while taking a break from music. Now, if you don't recall, in 2022, Sunday World had reported that 5FM producer Smash Africa's wife, Uki Filwe, who's the daughter of Rami Twene, had accused her husband of cheating on her with the musician. She's obviously since set the record straight on the allegations, but the backlash, of course, on social media had caused her to take a back seat from the spotlight, saying that, you know, the bullying had taken a toll on her. But while other people had forgotten that she set the record straight and she's decided to not retire, but, you know, take some time out of the limelight, she's went on to social media to clarify that, yo, I'm just taking a hiatus. And even though she's not back, she's not sure when she'll be back on stage, she will be definitely be making a comeback again.
I haven't thought of my comeback, no.
There are so many comebacks. I was even about to move on to another one. That's the crazy thing. Remember Hulisani Ravele? Yeah. How she was saying she's taking a break from radio. She's back. But we're celebrating it because it's Women's Month. She's back for the month of August on Kaya 959. She'll be hosting alongside a lady by the name of Andy.
Okay.
Andy. I don't want to butcher the surname. I don't even want to try. But she'll be there as a guest host for the month of August in honor of
Women's Month.
Okay. So that's exciting for her, I guess. I think we all know that she's quite a talented radio host or personality in general. And beyond even just the radio and TV, we all know that she's just quite an amazing woman, I think, for me, I would say. So it's good to have her back on the airwaves. Moving on to some other news, more recent news. If you are in South Africa or Nigeria, you definitely know about this conversation because this essay conversation has been going on for way too long. But that's because it's just the story that keeps on giving. And still, even now, it's a developing story because we're still going to see who gets crowned on Saturday. And we're still going to see if Chidima Adichine will actually be participating and if she'll actually be, you know, participating, like, you know, the way that Miss SA actually usually happens. But what has been also happening on the celebrity side of things is there have been some celebrities have been rallying behind Chidima. Lerato Kanyago being one of them, DJ's Boo being one of them, Peltusi being one of them, Somi Zimhlongo being one of them. There have been a number of celebrities that have been trying to rally behind her because of, you know, the bullying and, you know, backlash that she's been getting and on Julia social media. However, we all know that sometimes, you know what, as a celebrity, you don't always have to chime in and contribute and be involved in every conversation because it can get you into trouble. Because right now, there was a petition that was like created to unseat Lerato Kanyago as a Miss SA judge for perceived bias. But that was a stretch. That was a reach because she's obviously still part of the competition as a judge and in every way. But what I'm very interested in seeing is how this will all unfold on Saturday and how our celebrities will contribute to this conversation. More especially after Uchidima's mother was, you know, accused of fraud or suspected of fraud.
An ongoing investigation by Home Affairs has found prima facie indications of fraud committed by Chidima Adetshina's mother. The Department of Home Affairs herewith provides an update on the ongoing investigation into the citizenship of Ms. Chidima Adetshina, a contestant in the upcoming Miss SA event. The reason for the ongoing nature of the investigation is that its scope has broadened since the original request received from the organizers of Miss SA based on the information uncovered by Home Affairs investigators thus far. The department nonetheless provides this update to the public based on that official request and consent. We will provide a final update once the investigation is concluded. Upon receiving the request for investigation, the department deployed every resource at its disposal to establish the truth. This has included archival research, visits to hospitals, and site visits to verify information. From the information we have uncovered thus far, the Department of Home Affairs can indicate that prima facie reasons exist to believe that fraud and identity theft may have been committed by the person recorded in Home Affairs records as Chidima Adetshina's mother. Adetshina herself could not have participated in the alleged unlawful actions of her mother, as she was an infant at the time when the activities took place in 2001. An innocent South African mother, whose identity may have been stolen as part of the alleged fraud, suffered as a result because she could not register her child.
I wonder how she's feeling.
No, I think like her mother should have like pulled her out of this competition.
Even the Minister of Home Affairs, Barkumang Leon Stryver, Leon, he's not from here, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Zim.
Mm-hmm.
Then the social media you saw yesterday, for the late actress Leena Nalintate or Kimme Wakumalawi. So
but it's not,
I get your point that Ore it was fraudulent.
Right.
That's
where the story now is going. I think we've definitely gone beyond you are from your father's Nigeria or mm-hmm. Nigerian or whatever else. Now the conversation is you pretty much could be illegal in this country because your parents or your mother decided to fraudulently.
But who let the guy?
Yeah, you were born here, apparently. Like at this point, there are too many questions. You know what I mean? But I'm not like hating on her in any way. I'm just like, your mother should have pulled you out of the competition already, like a long time ago when she knew that, you know, there could have been a possible something. Yeah. On to some very sad news that we have to report, unfortunately. We lost legendary, great talent, thespian in Mzansi. And that is actress Connie Chiume, who unfortunately died on Tuesday, August 6th. At Garden City Hospital, aged 72. We're all mourning as the industry for her contribution. We know that she was on Yizo Yizo, Black Panther, like locally, internationally, Rhythm City, all of these things. And she definitely brought laughter, warmth, and just entertainment into this game. So yeah, our hearts definitely go out to their... her family, condolences,
and then now
love and light.
Nekazaki was this character, and she was so skinny, like Nali wretched. She was playing a wretched character mode. Ushateno taxi drive on that series. Sad though.
It's quite sad. But we had a chat to some of the Gomorrah cast members who sent their condolences. Let's have a listen to some of them.
Working with her was such a joy. To be treated by an industry veteran, a Hollywood veteran, a person who was present in all forms of the culture and the arts. To be respected as an equal when you're obviously not, still befuddles me how she comes across as that. And then to see us after that as her children. Something And then lastly, as an advocate for the arts, about fair treatment, just treatment, our lives being catered and taken care of as they exist as actors.
Mama was, it was good. It was always good working with her. She was very convenient. She was a very easy person to talk to. It was good. It was all good. She was an amazing person, an elder who always teach us things that we've never seen it. She used to share stories of life, like her experience, and she was always wishes people good things, especially artists.
Very sad indeed. Of course, we want to remember her in the most beautiful way as possible. I'm hoping her memorial is more like it's just a big spectacle. I think it's definitely going to be a good show. If I can put it that way, she's going to be celebrated with a good show. I'm hoping that's the case, rather, let me say that. But we've also seen her son, who recently came out to say, like, you know what, farewell. You know, you will always be the love of my life. And it's just quite a sad time in the industry, which is why I actually don't understand how people then decided to start other rumors about another Amapiano artist's death, Russell Zuma, saying that he's passed away as well. This happened on the same day, which caused Russell Zuma to have to come out and slam or set the record straight to say that he's very much alive and well, to assure his fans. And of course, he also sent his condolences to all those who are mourning the life of Ukhone Chiume. Even though he did not say the name of Ukhone Chiume in the statement, it is quite obvious that that's exactly what he was talking about. So our condolences to the Chiume family. We remember her, and we hope her life is just celebrated in the way that she deserves. Yeah.
Yeah, ne.
Right. And on some lighter news, let's leave it on a high note. Bonang Matheba has finally found love after 6 years of being single. Super exciting. Love, I love, love. I love everything that has to do with it. And, you know, she's saying that she's been single for 6 years. But we know, guys, you know, when you're saying that you're single, that there's obviously been, like, some sneaky links in between, the piece job, as they are, or previews, as she calls them, showing shortly. Because we have seen some speculations or rumors of her being involved with certain men. But now we know for a fact that she's found love, and she's saying she's very much in a happy space. She revealed this in a recent episode of
her. At least get married now, eh?
Why are you rushing other children to get married?
She must get married. She must get married. Like,
why?
No, we can't be celebrating Hore. She's dating Kwabika. No. Anya le fella, rebe right. Re motivate Anya na continue right.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Let's promote imishato, phela nje. Then lento umjolo ngoba na next year uzothi another man.
No, I really think this will not end in tears for her. I think she's in a loving relationship. Interestingly enough, she's rumored to be involved with executive producer of Cake Media, David Pume, they're basically working together. I've tried that. It's quite tough when it actually ends and then you still have to still work with someone. But yeah. Basically, she's in a happy space. So let's not even focus on whether it's going to end with babies or tears or what. She's in a happy space. And I think we're all just happy to see her finally loving, also being just in a loving relationship again. Because we only know her to have dated the late rapper Keenan Forbes, also in a serious relationship type vibe. That's what I'm talking about. So now she's in a happy relationship and we're happy for
dated
her.
Dated so. Slicker. Dated Euphony.
Everybody else does not
dated
count.
Dated AKA. Dated The Bunch. Umshado uphi la? Ngifuna umshado thina sasafunda into yokushintsha.
Uyasijaja kanti. Uyasijaja like sometimes
we can't be celebrating umjolo ngoba umjolo ukushiya uvithikile. Kusasa ubuntu uchina umrobhoso.
Wow. I don't know.
But I'll be happy for Bonang.
Well, you're not. But I mean, it's okay if that's your stance. I'm definitely celebrating, you know, this era in her life. She definitely looks like she's in a good place. And she's back on TV. So good for her. Obviously, this relationship is working both for her behind the scenes and on the scene as well. So congratulations to her on that. But we'll leave it on that. That's it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also find us on all social media platforms at Chis Alive. This Chis Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I have been your host, Joy Mpande, and... until next time, it's goodbye for now.